can I make a comment on that question?
Okay. The question was asked. We find that in our parsha, the Torah says, remember not to be disgusted with the Egyptians, for you were ger, you were a sojourner in their land. In other words, the Jewish people had a famine in Canaan, they had nowhere to go, and the Egyptians took them in. So the Torah says, for generations, remember that. So the question is, but you see, the Romans did a lot of good in Israel, and yet, there was a discussion how to view the Romans, so Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Eloi said, how beautiful are the actions of this nation. They created bridges. They created marketplaces. They created bathhouses. And Rabbi Yossi was silent. Rabbi Yossi bar Chalafta and Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai said, they created bridges to collect taxes. They created bathhouses to enjoy themselves. They created markets in order to have prostitutes. So why is Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai viewing them negatively? Don't we learn from our parsha that we should view the nation in whose presence we're living positively? So the first point to notice is that the Torah referenced us when we were in a time of famine, and this nation took us in. Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai was talking about a nation that was a predator. The nation had entered our territory. They had entered the land of Israel. They had put us under their rule. They had gone against our treaty with them 100 years prior to the destruction of the temple. They had sided with Herod, and they had worked to annihilate the sages. They had destroyed the temple. And they had set up bridges, and they had set up commerce and markets, and they had set up bathhouses. All of this in Israel, much to our charge, and they were in control of Israel. And when they were in control of Israel, they made decrees against us. And whenever the Talmud speaks about the Roman Empire, it calls it Malchut HaRasha, the evil empire. President George W. Bush did not invent the term. The Talmud calls them the evil empire, Malchut HaRasha. Throughout Talmud, when the Talmud talks about the Roman Empire, they're called the evil empire. Don't forget, they tortured, they crucified, they burnt, they took Jewish children and they killed them. They took 10,000 Jewish slaves, built the Colosseum in Rome. So now you have an evil empire that entered our territory, went against our treaty with them, and then subjugated us to their service, exiled tens of thousands, enslaved tens of thousands, scattered Jewish children to the north and south and east and west all over the globe, took Jewish children, boys and girls, for forced prostitution, took Jewish women, married and single, and whole families, as you see with Rabbi Hanina ben Tradion. He was tortured to death. His wife was put in a forced brothel. His daughter as well. I mean, so you're asking, shouldn't we have seen the good in them? What good in them? They had trampled on our peace treaty. They had forced their way into the land of Israel. So they built bridges. The question is, why does Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Eloi say anything positive about them? He says, "Manoy ma'aseyem shalumazu." What nice things this nation has done. Really. The question here is, how could Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Eloi talk that way? He says, wow, they built bridges. Wow, they built... Now, there's another question here. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Eloi was the father of the generation, not Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. When the Talmud in Tractate Sanhedrin analyzes the Pasuk, Shekerachen ve'evel ayofi isha yirat Hashem iti talal, the Talmud says, isha yirat Hashem, ze doro shel Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Eloi. The Talmud calls it the generation of Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Eloi, where in dire poverty you had 5 students covering themselves with 1 talis and learning Torah. It's his generation? Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai is around, Rabbi Yossi bar Chalafta, Lechora, they have greater halachic weight. Throughout the Shas, you have Machlokes, Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda. We don't always rule like Rabbi Yehuda. No, it's called his generation. So the major question here is, what was Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Eloi coming to teach us when he saw the positive in this nation? But when Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai tells us all the negative, he says, everything they did for themselves, what they do for us?
That's clear to me. My question was on Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eloi.
Well, Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eloi goes in line with what we see and happen in Mitzrayim. In Mitzrayim, the Rabbon Shalom says, see the positive. They were. The question is, why would Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eloi apply that to here? That deserves a good answer. I'm not sure what Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eloi was saying. It's not clear that the Talmud gives credence to his opinion. Because although Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai was persecuted, you see in the end, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai comes out this huge giant.
Bigger than Rabbi...
Certainly seems that way. And you don't see that Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai held it against Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eloi. He held it against Rabbi Yehuda Ben Gerim, his student, for quoting the conversation. And what's interesting is that the Talmud tells us that the rabbis respected the Roman ruling. The Romans said, Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eloi will be honored, that he will be the first speaker whenever the rabbis convene. And Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eloi was granted that title, Rosh HaMedabrim. I don't know why.
What choices? There are certain things you can go against. Look, no, certain
no,
things you can go against.
Because Kshenichnesu Rabotenu Lekerem BeYavne, the Talmud describes a closed session. The rabbis entered their academy.
Okay.
And
oh,
they
wow.
said Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eloi should talk first because he's the first speaker. So it sounds like Chazal weren't opposed to this. Mm-hmm. Again, if Chazal term it the generation of Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eloi, so it certainly sounds like he had a position of leadership then. I don't know more than that. I don't know. I don't know why he had that opinion. And I don't know why Chazal gave credence to that Roman institution. I don't know.
When was